2C, accessible facilities. Many of the festivals we spoke to have seen a huge increase in the number of disabled attendees feeling confident to attend their events. As the number and complexity of requirements increases, we have to find more nuanced sustainability solutions to ensure that disabled people are comfortable, safe, and able to fully participate. The challenges. A. Many viewing platforms don't have appropriate recycling bins, creating issues with litter, or require family, friends, personal assistants, support workers, companions to leave for long periods of time. B. Litter and other items left on the ground present an obstacle for disabled people, as this can be a trip hazard for visually impaired people and people with mobility impairments, and items can get stuck in the wheels of a chair. C. Waste and plastic-free aims and recycling sorting systems do not adequately account for single-use or disposable items which are a medical necessity for some disabled people. D. Huge increases in more complex requirements means that aids like hoists, mobility scooters, CPAP machines, which help clear the airways, and medical refrigerators require a lot more power. E. There is a lack of accessible compost toilets available in the UK. And F. Cleanliness and the ability to wipe down and disinfect surfaces is important for people at high risk of infection, so compost toilets may not always be suitable. What can we do differently? A. Make sure all viewing platforms and accessible camping areas have recycling facilities which are clearly signposted. B. When working on your plans to reduce your energy use, factor in constant power for medical equipment and mobility equipment at different times of day. C. Provide a range of toilets and changing places units so that people can be in sanitized environments if required. And D. Share your plans for accessible provisions, for example, compost toilets, to support market demand. Quote, for everything else, you try to decrease every year, but more accessible campsites require more power demands. There isn't a huge amount of thinking going into that by the power companies that service the larger venues. We have had a 40% increase in people on site with CPAP machines in the last 5 years. Part of it is connected to long COVID. People need those machines through the night. We have an increase in the number of families with children with really complex requirements and people who have specific medications who need to have the ability to keep it cold. We have quite a few individuals that need to access hoists, scooters, and electric wheelchairs. Sometimes it works well when you're charging things at night, when nothing else is on. The trickier point is the daytime, where you might have a popular act on. Everyone has gone up the hill in their scooters and they need to top up the power. There are lots of people in one space and using lots of power at the same time. That can definitely be a challenge. End quote. Mary Corfield, event consultant.